sleep, New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
All right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? New Fem Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only New Fem offers the most innovative sexual health treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at New Fem give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.newfem.com. That's N-U-F-E-M-M-E.com. Embrace the new you.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Time for a weather update, and yep, there's still weather outside. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold, so wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get a basic oil change starting at $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back. I'm Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin Wall. I got to tell you, we mentioned social media right before the break. You saw that Tucker Carlson's launching his show now on Twitter?
Yes.
Yeah, see, this is... All right, last time I was on here, we had just learned that Tucker Carlson was outed from Fox News. He was kicked out there.
Because of Dominion.
Right, right. I mean, that whole lawsuit and everything, which we kind of guessed that. Here's the thing, though. What I kept on trying to drive home that day was, first of all, Tucker's going to be fine. Second of all, Fox is going to keep on doing its thing. But what we're seeing is a decentralization of information. And Tucker Carlson's the latest, greatest example of that. He's now got his show on Twitter. And this is what's happening in media. Legacy media, which includes cable news, by the way, as new as it is in the grand scheme of things, it's still kind of that old school format of, hey, we're going to bring the news to you as in the way that we always have. It's dying. It's going away. Local newspapers are having a tough time. Even radio's a little bit different than it used to be even 10, 20, 15 years ago. But here's an interesting thing. CNN, their primetime viewership has dropped to less than Newsmax. I mean,
these... A lot of disgruntled Fox viewers have moved over right. to Newsmax.
Right. And this just goes to show you that they don't have the type of control that they used to. You know, Tucker Carlson doesn't need to be on Fox News to talk to millions of Americans. And that's one of the great things about this kind of cultural, technological moment that we're in. There are, of course, downsides as well. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we get back on the other side of the hour. Hopefully, we're going to check in with Scott Hammond as well, find out what's going on up in Carson City, because it's starting to get crazy. That and more when we get back. Thanks.
I see that. jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected for a second term this November to represent Assembly District 2, which surrounds the downtown Summerlin area. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss the current legislative session. As a businesswoman and legislator, I am focused on policies for education, safety, health care, and support of business, which I feel the Democrat majority has continued to erode. I will continue to promote sound policies that benefit all Nevadans. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Artificial intelligence was under the microscope on Capitol Hill today with its risks and rewards. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman says lawmakers need to regulate artificial intelligence.
We think that regulatory intervention by governments will be critical to mitigate the risks of increasingly powerful models. For example, the U.S. government might consider a combination of licensing and testing requirements for development and release of AI models above a threshold of capabilities.
Altman's San Francisco-based startup rocketed to public attention after it released ChatGPT late last year. Lawmakers expressed concerns about the ability of the latest crop of generative AI tools to mislead people, spread falsehoods, and upend the job market. Debt ceiling talks continue between the White House and congressional leaders. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy was asked if President Biden should leave for Japan tomorrow as planned while the debt talks continue.
The president is the president of the United States. He can make that decision one way or another. But all I know is we got 16 more days to go. I don't think I'd spend 8 days somewhere out of the country. I think the country wants an American president focused on solving American problems.
McCarthy said that debt ceiling negotiations are still far apart, but a deal is possible by the end of the week. Executives from two large U.S. banks that failed dramatically in March appeared in front of the Senate Banking Committee on Tuesday. Former Silicon Valley Bank CEO Greg Becker tells Louisiana Senator John Kennedy the bank's management of interest rate hikes was not to blame for the collapse.
There were a series of events, unprecedented events that occurred that led us to where we are today.
No, this wasn't unprecedented. This was bone deep, down to the marrow. Stupid.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 336 points, the NASDAQ dropped 22, the S&P down 26. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Miss Prager here. Sue and I mean it when we say dogs are part of our family, and there's nothing like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens, R-U-F-F, because we want them to feel healthy and be with us as long as possible. I know Charlie Kirk feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. I rely on my trusted furry friend, Mr. Briggs, who's an absolute machine, and he relies on me to provide what's best for him. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens, not a dog food, but a supplement full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, and omega oils that Mr. Briggs absolutely needs and loves. Trying Rough Greens for your dog just makes sense.
Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black here. I'm honored that the Pragers and Charlie trust their dog's health to Rough Green. I'm so confident that Rough Green can help your dog too that I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes, dog food is dead food, but it doesn't have to be. Go to RUFFGreens.com.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
It's 204. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Rents in Southern Nevada are beginning to come down, if you can believe that. In fact, they're lower than the national average right now. A report from the Nevada State Apartment Association says rents across the Vegas Valley are down 2.2% in the first quarter of this year compared to the same time last year, with the average rent at $1,430 a month. The national average rent is $1,660 a month. Real estate officials say the drops in rents locally can be linked to increased inventory and decreased demand as fewer people are moving to Las Vegas. The Oakland A's have reached a binding agreement with the owners of the Tropicana to build their ballpark on the site of the iconic hotel casino. Bally's Corporation is pledging 9 acres on the strip free of charge, with an estimated value of $180 million. The deal comes as the state legislators consider $395 million in public funding for the $1.5 billion Major League Baseball stadium. The agreement is contingent on the A's getting the public funding and the baseball officials approving the A's actually moving from Oakland to Las Vegas. Bally's officials confirmed they do have plans to build a new hotel casino on that site on the remaining 26 acres after the stadium is built.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Quick check of the traffic cams. Heavy congestion on the Southern Beltway 215 right now, westbound at Valley Verde, eastbound 215 at the Las Vegas Boulevard exit. Heavy volumes on the 95 north of Jones, and watch for an accident, Durango at Riley.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Welcome back. Kevin Wall is not here. The announcer guy lied to you. Kevin will be back tomorrow, though. In the meantime, you're stuck with me. I am Michael Schaus. Once upon a time, I used to be the communications director for Nevada Policy Research Institute. Now I've got my own shop, schauscreative.com. You can check me out there or just find me on Twitter, too. I'm usually around on Twitter. Right now, though, very happy to welcome Senator Scott Hannon, state senator from District 18. Scott, how you doing? This is finally the busy time of the legislative session.
Absolutely a busy time. We have 20 days to go, and this is where you're starting to see bills coming out of both the Assembly and the Senate. So things are ramping up a little bit.
Yeah, so one of the things that caught everybody's attention last week was the education bill. You know, I know that the governor and Democrats both seem to be on board with spending $2 billion on public education, but there was nonetheless a hang-up. What exactly happened there? What were Democrats asking for? What were Republicans asking for?
Well, I don't know exactly what they're all asking for, but it just seems like it's at that time of the year where, you know, both sides are going to want something. And so even though there is a definite need for this particular bill, and I think we're talking about 330 or was it 400? I don't know which one you're talking about for sure. But, you know, in both cases, I think it's 330 we're talking about. I'm sorry, 400. And there's a need for this. And I think they want money, but they want it a certain way. They don't want certain ties to the money, and so it's just a matter of negotiations, and they know that there's the end game that's coming, and so they're going to delay the passage of a couple of the governor's proposals in order to get what they want.
Yeah, so what does the prognosis look like for AB 400, which I'm particularly thinking about the opportunity scholarship increase that the governor included in that bill? You know, this is an issue that you and I both, you know, have been fighting for a long time, increasing school choice and what have you. You know, where are we right now? I know there hasn't really been – Democrats have obviously not been in a rush to hear this or in a rush to compromise about this, but has anything kind of been going on behind the scenes there that you want to talk about?
Nothing that I know of. The governor's team has got to look and figure out what's going on right now, because there's also the budget that has to be considered. And I don't think that a lot of the stuff that the governor's asking for is going to go into the budget. And that's probably of major concern as well. But this is a key piece of what he'd like to see. I mean, we all would like to see more money go into education. But like I said for years, that doesn't go into education unless you see some real fundamental changes with school choice. You have to have school choice, or else, you know, why are we putting more money into education that doesn't get spent the way we think it should be spent, right? And so it has to come with both. And I think that the governor was very clear that that's what he wants. He wants accountability. He wants school choice. And then, you know, we're talking about giving him more money to education.
Yeah, and
that's what he has to get.
Yeah, and some sort of an increase to school choice, too, is so important because – I talk to people all the time who are worried about public education, and one of the things that they worry about is just how, you know, what a political football it has turned into be, whether you're talking about curriculum or you're talking about funding or anything else. And I always like to point out that is one of the benefits of school choice, is it kind of takes the politics out of that. It puts the parent back in charge.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is no-brainer for some of us. We understand how this works. I mean, one of the things that people always, when we come up here, there's always a group that is trying to find out how can we get more accountability? How can we get so that the parents understand what's going on in their education, or how do we give more accountability to teachers or put them under more accountability? You know, do we need a different form? Do we need to have more evaluations? All that kind of stuff. And I said, you know, it's nice that we're talking about that, but you guys always seem to be tiptoeing around trying to find an artificial way to put people under accountability. When in fact, if you just had more school choice, you would have the best form of accountability that there is for a country that is made up of entrepreneurs, of capitalists, and that is, you know, you let that person's feet do the talking.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the parents' decision to either stay at that school or leave that school is the ultimate form of accountability. It doesn't matter what the school district might think or what have you. So
you don't have to come up with these artificial forms. You don't have to, you know, say, hey, we're going to evaluate the teacher four or five times. We're going to do this. I mean, you know, it's nice, and you should be in there. You should be talking to the teacher, and you should be watching the teacher and instructing them and building capacity in them, and, you know, and finding out new ways to help out. But you don't need to do that in order to you know, tell the parents what's going on, because the parents know what's going on. They always do. And they'll use their feet to, you know, and tell you, you know, I just don't like what I'm seeing here.
Yeah. And actually, one of the groups that I work with occasionally on AAA scholarships, they just put out a couple of videos highlighting some of these parents that take advantage of the current opportunity scholarships. And I mean, it's exactly that. They are able to do something that they otherwise wouldn't be able to do, and that is actually take control over their child's education and their educational opportunities and future. Obviously, this is a political battle that's going to come down to the wire. I don't imagine that this is going to be solved amicably. I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of give and take between Republicans and Democrats in the next few weeks to get something to happen. But what else is on your radar here as we move into the final weeks of the legislature? What are some of the big things that you know are going to be sticking points between Republicans or Democrats, or some of the big things that you think we might have actually finally found some sort of a compromise on?
Well, I mean, some of the things that are being talked about right now, you know, Mid-Mal is going to be coming. That's going to be one of those. It's going to be a big thing. I mean, you know, right now, I've been telling people for a while that I just don't think that the Democrats are bringing a lot of big bills, mm-hmm. right? I mean, why would they? Because over the last two sessions, when they were in control of the executive branch and pretty much the whole legislative branch, they were getting what they wanted,
right?
And they're passing a lot of stuff that they wanted, and so now they're not bringing a lot of stuff. Well, why not? Well, why would they? Because then you'd have to compromise, right? You'd have to come up with a, you know, what are we going to give you, Governor, in order to get what we want? Well, there's just not a lot of that this time, and it just might be that the they just don't want to do that because, you know, why give them anything?
Right.
Then come back in the next session and try and win more seats in the Senate and have a supermajority in both houses, right? I think that would be the strategy that they're using because there really isn't much out there. Now, having said that, medical malpractice and raising those caps, that to me is going to be the big fight towards the end. Because we, you know, for me, I'm sticking to that one. Like, I'm watching to see what happens. I was here in the early 2000s. I saw what happened when doctors could not afford the medical malpractice insurance. And I saw a lot of doctors leave, a ton of doctors leave. And I just don't want to see a repeat of that because that was not a good, that was not good for our community. And we can ill afford it now because we don't have a lot of medical people in the area.
Well, that's just it. We should be doing everything we can to recruit more medical professionals coming to the state, not driving them away. Do you think, you know, again, only a few weeks left in the legislative session, what are the odds that we're going to have a special session to talk about the Oakland A's? Because I still don't see a bill up there. You know, are you kind of settling in, just expecting that you're going to be staying a little bit after June 5th?
Yeah, actually, I actually am thinking that we're going to be settling in, but I don't think it's going to be for the A's. I think we're going to see a bill for the A's in the next couple of days. I mean, today, officially today, I think we have 20 days left. And I actually think that we can get that done as soon as they bring it up to us and we start, you know, going through the details. I don't think it takes very long. With the Raiders, remember, I think we did it in 3 or 4 days. We did the Raiders deal, and that was,
oh, yeah, it was super
not
fast.
Knowing anything before we came up here. You know, these guys have been working on it since March. We have a pretty good idea of what they want. We have a pretty good idea of what to really ask, you know, to make sure that gets in the bill. So I think we can get it done fast. I mean, there's a chance we don't, but I think we can get it done. I think the reason we come back for a special session is the budget. Right now, the budget's a mess. Democrats keep putting more things in the budget that the governor hasn't asked for, and then they keep leaving out things that the governor has asked for. And in the end, he's going to have to look at that budget and go, is that the budget I want? I don't think that's the budget I want. I mean, he may have to veto his own budget. I don't know exactly how that is going to work out, but you know, if we stay here for a few extra days, it might be because of that.
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't completely surprise me because it is, you know, as you point out, look, we've got divided government. There's got to be some compromise there, and that's probably going to take some back and forth. And one thing I've learned from covering some of what goes on up there in Carson City is, boy, the end of the session is just full of shenanigans. That's when the sticking points really start to show up. So.
Right.
You definitely have got your work cut out for you. We really appreciate everything that you're doing up there. We appreciate you taking the time to kind of fill us in and everything. Hopefully, over the course of the next few weeks, you'll find a couple days to sit back and relax. And if you do have to stay, hopefully it won't be for too much longer in June.
No, you're right. But this is the time. The shenanigans do happen. And it's not just some of the big bills. It's, you know, you got to monitor, especially when a bill goes to a conference committee and what language they can stick into a bill. You know, late hours that we keep, I mean, that's when things get really, really hectic and they start slipping things in. So that's always fun. You can come up for that. That's going to be a fun time.
Yeah. Yeah. And definitely make sure that the bills stay what the bills are supposed to be, because that was something, you know, I learned a couple of years ago or several years ago when I first covered it, was all of a sudden you'd have a bill come up and it was basically gutted and reinvented in the last minute. So makes it challenging for you guys.
Bill.
Exactly.
Right. The old zombie bills come in, right? You kill the bill off early in the session. You thought it was gone. And then right at the end, they kill off a bill, gut it, and put that language from the other bill back in. You're like, what happened? How did that happen?
Yeah, exactly. And that's
fun stuff.
You know, I think for the average person, it's so hard to keep on top of all that. But, you know, we love that you make yourself accessible so that way people can at least try to get a hold of you folks up there, because you guys have got a lot going on, a lot to consider. So thank you so much, yeah. Scott. We really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. And it's always good talking with you. Take care.
Yeah. Yeah, always good to talk to you. You know, it really is that time of year where it's going to get crazy and it is going to be extraordinarily tough. Now, you know, some organizations, NPRI.org, for example, I used to be their comms director. They do a great job of keeping up on things so you can follow their bill tracker. Even the Review Journal's got a version, Nevada Independent. I mean, it doesn't matter where you go. Go somewhere, though, and you're going to have to stay on top of this because, and I'm very serious about this, a couple of phone calls go a really long way with lawmakers in this state. You know, it's not like California where they get tons of calls or emails or something every single day. No, out here, if they get a handful of phone calls, it feels like the world is shouting at them. So definitely keep that in mind as you're following along with what happens in the next few weeks. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-2-NEVADA is my phone number if you want to be a part of the program. I am Michael Schaus. I'm filling in for Kevin Wall today. We'll be right back on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi friends, it's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you're like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpalis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Trading Made Easy is an automated day trading software that provides you with the tools and the data you need to succeed as a day trader. Whether the market goes up or down, tune in Saturday at 1 p.m. to learn more tips and tricks. Call 1-800-971-4160 today to schedule your free live trading session. That's 1-800-971-4160. Tune in each and every Saturday at 1 p.m. to learn how to succeed as a day trader. Call 1-800-971-6160 to learn more.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that Mommy and Daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate, and de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back. I'm Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin Wall, 844-2-NEVADA, 844-2-NEVADA.